When Rick Kreisman, a Democrat, announced that he wouldn't be seeking another term in the Florida House, he said it was because he was fed up with the Republican-controlled legislature. According to state campaign finance reports, Kreisman donated all of his campaign funds to various nonprofits, including the station. He could have used that money in a bid for mayor, but even though the money would have given him a jump on fundraising, Kreisman said yesterday at an unrelated press conference in Tampa that he might put his name in the race.
I think anyone who considers running for office, there's a number of things they consider. First and foremost is, you know, the impact of their decision on their family. So, you know, that's something, and those are discussions that I've had with my family and I'm having with my family, talking to people in the community to gauge support and to see if what frustrations I have, and I like Bill, he's a nice guy, but if what frustrations I have are shared by those in the community. And after, you know, I have a chance to do that, I'll make my final decision and I'll let everyone know what I'm doing.
Kreisman has until July to register for the August primary if he's going to run. So far, no other candidates have announced a mayoral bid, but there is speculation that former city council member Kathleen Ford or Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch may run to unseat Mayor Bill Foster. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.